And the ball looped over the top. It's a decent ball. It's a chase on, but Fag Bowler just has to make sure get behind the ball. And number nine takes over there. Now Jarman. Jarman down the left-hand side plays it to Tom Davey. Davey cuts inside, looks for some support. And it's going to be a corner ball. First corner of the afternoon. It was Jake Williams going there. Marshalling the player well. But they have a corner and they've got some big players as well.
Yeah, they're going to have a great opportunity for Gainsborough. You know, they'll be, like you say, it's an important game for them. They'll be sending I would have thought they would have sent a couple more up there, actually. FC have left three forward, which has meant that Gainsborough have matched it with three, now four. But decent delivery. Could test FC here.
Well, the corner comes in right-footed. It's a decent ball. Loops in, goes across three players. The first header comes across. It's a goal! And we're just talking about Chris Salt. They've got some big units in there. Well, he got up above everybody else, and he's just glanced the ball into the bottom left-hand corner. Nothing that Ryan Schofield could do. But again, you've got to match him. You've got to put some pressure on him. No one did anything. Back of the net.
No, I was just so surprised that they hadn't sent a few more up early on. But they didn't need to. FC's defence, they were very flat-footed. As the ball came in, it was a good delivery, but didn't seem much to it. Glancing, just glanced off, like you say. Schofield, not a chance. It was really low, bottom corner.
This is the kind of pace and the quality that we want in FC United. Step up. We need to step up one or two more gears, and it'll be better for FC. At the moment, we have a corner. Can we get back on level terms? It's 24 minutes on the clock. George Thompson will take this corner ball. Fagbola goes near post, goes back behind everybody else. It's a free header. Salt is the man that clears it. Force for Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright's touch is a decent one in the penalty area. Can he get the shot across? Yes, he can. Cross means it. Wolfenden! At the back post. And Wolfenden with his 93rd goal for FC United of Manchester gets us back on track. And it was a lovely bit of control from Jerome Wright in the penalty area, because the header was headed away and it came down, and Jerome sort of like had it. He had the ball and spun it. And went past the defender, chipped it to the back post, and there was Wolfenden.
It was absolutely fantastic. Best, you know, comes from the best passage of play that FC had just a little bit before that. But fantastic ball from Jerome. The way he took it, you know, he controlled it, he took the defence out of the way, and it's there. Then he's lashed the ball across into the danger zone. Nobody could clear it. Wolfenden, nice and easy, just to slot it home. But that's what they need to do, get him behind the defence.
All
really
start from pace. All start from the pace of FC's two attacks there. As Fagbola is still actually up in the centre forward position, he now can make his way back to this halfway line as Jerome wraps a nice ball into Thompson. Thompson opens his body. What a beauty! Has just set himself out. He opened his body before he got the chance to say, can he shoot? Well, he did from 30 yards out. A screamer, bent with his outside of his right foot. Keeper stood static, nothing he could do. And George Thompson with a great, great, great goal. What a strike.
Oh, absolutely. Just wow. You know, as soon as it's come to him, like I say, we didn't have any chance to say he's shaping himself up for a shot. The goalkeeper wouldn't have seen it because he hit it so well. And it's perfectly placed. A fantastic finish from George Thompson.
As the ball played by FC United's Ashworth down the right-hand side for Williams to run onto, and it was a rush bit of defending. He could have maybe let that ball roll out for a goal kick, but they've cleared the lines and Williams will get the throw. So things changing thick and fast in this division as the ball played down the right hand side for Thompson, the goal scorer. A magnificent ball, lovely ball in by Thompson to Kay. Kay's ball comes across and a little under hit, but Kay gets another opportunity, controls the ball well, holds it, plays it to Sheridan. Sheridan's little 1-2 with Thompson, plays it into Williams. Ball comes across three people. Wolfenden,
oh,
what it's been given, and Wolfenden is absolutely been poleaxed. The ball came across. FC United lead by 3-1, and the ball came across Wolfenden. Well, he's up now actually, but it's a goal to FC, I think.
Fantastic. I mean, that
has he given the goal, the referee? Has he given it?
Judging by the players where they come in,
he has given it.
He pointed in that direction, but a fantastic bit of play. You know, that was George Thompson, little short passing. Scott Kay played his part in the end. His first ball in was under hit, but as soon as it came through, a lovely ball across. Wolfenden has thrown himself at that. The keeper's come out. He's taken a big hit there. I'm surprised. I mean, he's up, he's running off the pitch. I'm sure he will be all right, but it looked pretty sore.
Chatland now opens his body. Lovely ball out to Lowe. Lowe can move the ball right-hand side to Thompson. Thompson charging forward, goes past one challenge, doesn't win the second challenge, but it's back with Williams. Williams will need a little bit more patience there with the ball, but it's into the danger zone, and across goes FC United's number 11. Does really well there. Got something out of nothing. A little shove in the back, making sure the defender knew he was there. Did Thompson, and he resorted to throw it to FC United.
Yeah, fantastic bit of play from Thompson. He's looking lively, especially after his goal. He's seems to be galvanised by it. He's been running all over.
Well, there's Gilchrist on the ball now. Eight minutes to go. Lovely ball there into the penalty area. Thompson again. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. Good save. There's opportunity. Jerome Wright to make it four. And Jerome Wright, the skipper, does the simple task of putting the ball in the back of the net after good work yet again from George Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. You know, just to be saying, he charged down the first ball, forced the throw in. He was there for the second. I thought he'd taken too long in the box. He'd taken the defender on, but got a shot away. Enough power on it for the keeper just to palm it. Jerome Wright with the easiest goal he'll get.
Well, again, very, very static defending. They're all arguing amongst themselves, the games for Trinity players. But, looking for a ball. I think that ball, I don't know where it is, gone.
10 goals in
3 games. It's gone somewhere, maybe into the SMRE. 10 goals for FC United in 3 games. Well, finishing off the season well. 4-1 last week, and we said second half we'd come out with a bit more purpose. Well, George Thompson set that up with an absolute wonder goal. Matty Wolford in with a bumbled goal.
And, but well worked, you know, the movement prior to each of those goals has been really good.
Thompson looks for some support, going to play it all the way back to Low, simple ball inside to Jones is the ball that's required. Jones looks to go one way and then spreads the ball left hand side. Nice play from the young lad Jones. Now this is FC United at its best, playing the ball fast, furious. Jerome right to the penalty area, goes past one. Can he get a shot away? Can't take the ball with him initially. Thompson makes it 5. Oh, and this is a celebration. Yeah. A celebration of goals. And it was Jerome Wright on the left hand side.
Fantastic play from Jerome Wright.
Started with Jones. He got the ball on this left hand side.
Switch of play.
Looked one way, opened his body, put the ball across, laid it onto Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright down the left hand side, nutmegged the defender, put the ball in, and there was Thompson